Classic rock band Kansas comes to town tomorrow in a partnership to raise money for UTSA's orchestra. Texas Public Radio's Eileen Pace has more.
Okay, pretty good. Can we go back through the little buttle-a-little-a-little-a-little-a-little-a-little? Make sure you're playing the line here.
The project started last year when UTSA conductor Gene Doughty got a phone call from Kansas drummer Phil Ehart. He said the band was going to celebrate its 35th anniversary with a college orchestra tour.
He called me about over a year ago, asking me if the UTSA orchestra would be interested. And when I verified that it was him and not some friend of mine joking with me, I said,
"You weren't punked."
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't being punked.
We had such a deluge of schools wanting us to do this that we literally could not do them all. So it was one of those things I just said, look, let's just take six or eight of these and let's see if we can make it work.
Ehart says others jumped on board to help, including the D'Addario Foundation, which is providing scholarships to the music departments. The students are thrilled to be performing at this level. UTSA didn't have a large enough venue for a symphonic event, so Trinity University offered the Lori, and that's a little intimidating for student Catherine Badle.
Every time I look at the music, it just blows me away, because it's on such an epic scale that it's so well known that it's great to be a part of something this big, especially when they say that the audience is going to be 2,700 people.
This is the most you've ever played for.
Not 2,700.
The band will arrive in San Antonio to rehearse with the students who've been in rehearsals since summer, and the concert is Friday evening at the Lori Auditorium. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.
There'll be